We've got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. It's the news, according to me. Oh, a little play on my friend, liberal high of mind. That's the way he always does his stuff. Just imitating him. He's got a great channel. I like his channel. Whenever a video comes out, I usually play it. Goes to the top of my stack of stuff. Good morning, folks. It is Thursday morning, 7:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, August 14th, 2025. I have a few things to get into today. The first thing I'm going to get into is my cup. I have a cup of chai. And, of course, I have my backup cup, which is, what's going on with that? Let's go get out. Well, anyway. Yeah. The band is still playing. The band is contracted to play for a certain amount of time, and then they leave. And they take a break in the break room, the green room, and they come back right at the end of the show. They come out and start fading in again. That's part of their contract with the band. They come in every day. They travel with me as well. And they do their thing. They phone it in. They phone in there. The music. The music. I am music and I write the songs. Anyway, the Barry Manilow just kind of crept in there for a second. I don't know. Those of you who don't know who that is, it's a guy who used to sing. I don't know if he still sings anymore. I don't know what his deal is anymore. I don't know what happened to him. He wrote like, what is it with these people who write like 100 songs, all, you know, top chart hits, bang, bang, boom, bang, bang. And then all of a sudden, that's all they play the rest of their life. They play the top 12, top 10, 20, whatever they, for the rest of their life. They never write anything new. I'll tell you what it is. I'm not going to get into it right now. That's a rabbit hole I'm not going to go down. Elton John wrote. I think he broke the records. I think he still holds the records, not the vinyl. He broke records statistically for the number of hit albums produced in the shortest amount of time. I'm pretty sure it's either between him or the Beatles. It's one of the two. And of course, now interestingly enough, there were people from the Beatles after the Beatles broke up. Paul McCartney kept going. He went on to produce more songs. Paul McCartney Wings. I think he just hit another group. It wasn't nearly as popular as the Beatles were. But he definitely had a solid fan base. I used to listen to his stuff, and then he had because it was on the radio. And then there was just stuff like that. It was he had another solo album or something, I think, where it was just McCartney something, I think. Anyway, and then you got, there's a thing about that. There's people who write these songs and then they just tour the rest of their lives doing the old songs. They don't write anything new. What's the newest thing Elton John has written? From 1982? I don't know. So we have, I forgot that. I got on a sidetrack. We have, yes, in my cup here, in my cup, sweet peach tea. It's getting a little bit old. It's not bad though. It's still definitely, good. I guess the problem I have is that it's a little bit, I put a little too much ice in this cup, and it's kind of top there. It'll be fine. I have, in fact, I'm going to have to connect my phone. I didn't think about that. I pulled it up over myself. Work-wise, I got this all figured out. I didn't even realize it. Didn't even think about it. I'm Sometimes I cease to amaze myself. Get it? All right. So anyway, we got some stuff to talk about. A lot of things happening in the news. Of course, the left's heads keep just popping off. They just keep going nuts. And it's the same thing. Same thing every day. Same thing. Different. Now they're all upset that Trump's trying to erase history. This is the newest in their narrative now, is that Trump's trying to erase history. Jesse on Fire. This guy named Jesse. I think he's a wrestler. He's like a jujitsu guy or something. I don't know what he's whatever he does. Young kid. He's good guy. He's good kid. Foul mouth, but he's good kid. And he's going after, you know, he's talking about this whole Epstein thing. And there's some kind of new allegation. It's not a new allegation. It's an old allegation, actually, from 2016. This lady claims that she was 13 years old and Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump together were doing, you know, terrible things to her. You know, there are people who are mentally deranged, and this happened. Delusions are amazing. Accusations like this can come out, and it's, this stuff came out in 2016, 2019 again, and then when they were trying to impeach him, and then it was something else, and now it's coming out again. And it's one of those things where Jesse's all worried about it. He thinks that if they pull this out and she actually gets out in front of the television and starts saying this, it's gonna destroy Donald Trump. I don't think so. And this is, again, this is that's the topical part of a deeper story I want to get into. One of disinformation, what disinformation is, and how it works, and what everything that happens, but you know, throughout the process of disinformation. But first of all, I want to play this. This is where we're going with some of this stuff. Just kind of random stuff. It's Thirsty Thursday. I sit back and sip my tea and my chai while you listen to stuff. And this is Dan Goldman. Probably one of the biggest prolific. He's kind of the grown-up version of Harry Sisson. They look so much alike. He could be Harry Sisson's dad. Goldman is. I think he made his money on some kind of magazine or something. He comes from money. Family has money. And of course, this was August 13th that he said this. But it's on a show called Weeknight on MSNBC. And he goes into this whole tirade. He has this blank kind of vacid look on his face all the time. It's like there's no soul in this man almost. He just starts talking and talking points, and he tries to make it sound like it's believable, and he doesn't believe this stuff himself. He rattles off the talking points, the narrative, whatever it is. And there's no substance to anything he says. There's never any evidence of anything he says. But listen, I think I'm going to play this just real quick because it's just so interesting that, this kind of stuff just drives me crazy. Let's just go with this. Let's see what he has to say here.
I have zero faith in the Republican Congress right now, and that's what we need to be talking about, because Donald Trump clearly is both distracting from Jeffrey Epstein, but also following his worst instincts aggressively now and without any measure of guardrails. The guardrails generally come from Congress. Republicans control mm-hmm. Congress. So right now, the question is, are Republican members of Congress going not only to roll over to Donald Trump's will, but to roll over our democracy and allow him to take over this country as a fascist dictator?
Yeah, well, I need to apologize first. Having struggles here this morning with some technical issues. I have my recording system, and this happens occasionally. I don't know what it is. The computer here is fairly capable. It's very I mean, it's older, but it's still fast enough to do a recording, an audio recording. And I don't know why it sometimes my recording software, I usually use the, just the regular, whatever it's called, record thing, Voice Memos is the name of the app I use in at my Apple desktop thing here, right? And I that's what I usually use to record with, and then I just throw that file over into my DAW, digital audio workstation, and I just throw it in there, and maybe at the beginning or ending, if there's any kind of weird sounds or anything, I'll edit that out. But that's I usually clip it down for size or whatever. I don't usually do any editing at all, and I just throw it in there, make it that way. I can create whatever kind of file it is able to do. High quality MP3 or even and whatever you want to do, wave files or TFF, whatever. What do you want to do? What are we going to do with it? You can do whatever. And it's frustrating because this thing occasionally, and it will happen as well as if I just try to record it directly to my DAW, it does the same thing. It'll go on for about 10 minutes. It'll record just fine. And it's always a random time, 10, 12 minutes, 15 minutes. And it just stops recording. The app continues to run, which is what's deceiving about it. If I don't happen to notice the sound bar and notice that there's nothing being recorded, it just, everything's gone. It's the most bizarre thing. And then when I go to shut it off, go to stop it, pause it, do anything with it, all I can do is pause it. I can't finish it. And then it locks up. The app locks up. And my DAW does not lock up. I can actually do something with that, but it just stops recording. So something with the audio interface software, something going on internally that's not right. I don't know if an update would change that or not. I don't know. But it's frustrating at times. Now, I'll get back to this whole thing with Goldman. And this is where things happen, where the show goes on live like this. I'm not sure exactly what I've said and what I haven't said. So forgive me if I repeat myself. But forgive me if I repeat myself. And if I repeat myself, forgive me. I have, he calls Trump a fascist dictator here at the end of this thing. And we get this, the people who are fascists. Now, I want to play this other audio real quick, and we'll get back to this Dan Goldman thing. Because there's some other things that he says here that are very, very critical, I think, that are very important. I'm going to move this around. Let's get this over here. I think it's this one I want to play. Yeah, this is the, where is it? Well, that's not it. What happened to it? It was right here. I don't see it. Oh, there. Maybe this is it. Okay, this is it right here. So this is by Devorah Darkins. He has this thing about, this is a show called, I don't know what it's called. It's something I think also on MSNBC. And he plays this thing. It's very interesting what happens here. This professor or somebody, I don't know. He plays this, or he talks about this whole thing about fascist dictators do this. This is what fascist dictators do. And he goes on a pretty long tirade. I'm probably not going to be able to cut it off at the right spot, so you're going to hear a little bit of Dory talk about the Indian here. But it goes on for several minutes. Let's listen to what he has to say, and I want to make some obvious comments about what he has to say.
I learned in history class that this is how authoritarians operate. They take over the arts, they take over the culture, they take over the museums. And so this to me
Kamal
is a further
Bell,
effort for Trump to put his stamp on America, and not just for 4 years, but forever. This is another effort for him to, he wants, the museums are supposed to tell the story of America by Americans, and museums over the course of history get better at telling the story and involve more voices in those stories, which is why the Smithsonian opened the National American African American History Museum to tell the Black story of America. Clearly, he does not like the fact that these stories are diverse and tell bigger stories. And like authoritarians do, he wants to tell it from his perspective.
Yeah.
Now, like authoritarians do, keep in mind, the history that we know has been changed over the last 50 years. Since I've been a child. And typically people who are closer to the history tend to be right there in it, and they tend to tell the real story. As time goes on, then all of a sudden we start. Now, if you remember, all you have to do is listen to MSNBC pretty much any night of the week, and you're going to get some kind of new history that starts to evolve. The term good morning now is racist. This is racist now because the term good morning is racist. Because apparently, back in slavery days, we had this deal where they would beat the slaves all night long, or you know, into the night. They would beat them because that's, you know, that's what you do with slaves. These people you're trying to keep healthy and try to keep, you know, try to so that they can work harder. I'm not saying it was easy. I'm not saying. All I'm saying is, to listen to the left. And to listen to people who've never been slaves talk about slavery and the logic that they use. Well, they would beat them into the night. And then they would cry all night long. And when they would go up, they would open the door in the morning and they'd say, "Did you have a good morning?" As, not spelled the same. It's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Not M-O-R-N-I-N-G. They play this word saying the term good morning. Well, what about good afternoon? What about good evening? What about good day? I'm sure those are all racist. We'll just have to figure out a way to twist it around to where it becomes a racist thing now all of a sudden. Like the okay symbol. Which people still believe is a racist symbol now. It was done as a joke. That whole thing was a hoax about the OK symbol being racist. It was never racist. Nobody ever taught. Growing up, I never heard anybody talk anything about the OK symbol as being a racist thing until just a few years ago. All of a sudden, it became racist. It's a racist symbol. Everything's racist. Reminds me, it makes me want to sing the song, "Everything is Awesome," only sing, "Everything is racist." That's just where we are today. Everything is racist. And if everything is racist, nothing is racist. That's the problem with the whole thing. And the definition between racism or racist and racialism, a very different thing. Not hugely different, but it's different. And yet, it is all a chaotic theater of keep the grift going kind of thing. It's very old after a while. And this guy's got the audacity to tell us that that's what fascists do. Well, fascists don't necessarily do it overnight. They don't just step up and say, "We're going to change all this." Who were the people back in the first, you know, the first Trump administration? Who were the people who were trying to take down statues, change history, changing the names on all these during the Biden administration, changing the names on different military institutions, setting up museums that had told a different story? Okay, so tell more of the story. That's fine. But all of a sudden, you come up with all this weird stuff. Good morning. What? That's a thing on TikTok now. It's actually started to get some traction, and then people started kind of pushing back on the thing. I'm just so tired of this stuff. And what really is, I guess, what really gets at my craw is, and this is, at the end of the day, reparations aren't going to change anything. All of the rhetoric, all of the browbeating the white man. If you're white, you're racist. If you're white, you're privileged. If you're white, whatever it is, it's the only anti-race that you can be, if you want to call it that, is white. You can be anti-white. You can't even say it's okay to be white. You can't be proud of being white. That's for sure. Every other race can be, but white, if you're a white man, oh my goodness, if you're proud of that, then you're obviously a racist because you have institutional power. Where is that exactly? Where is that institutional power? In Chicago. Just please tell me where that institutional power is. Listen to Brandon with his institutional power in Chicago and what he's doing with that institutional power. He very, very clearly, brazenly putting black people into every office he can put them into. Every position he can, any position of power possible. They're all there. You can't claim institutional power now in Chicago. I digress. We have, I think people just, I know I've gotten tired of it. I'm just tired of it. It's gone beyond the pale. It's beyond equality now. It's become oppression now. The oppressed has become the oppressor. All the while still saying they're the victim. And of course, Donald Trump is the fascist. That's all we hear. It's, and at the end of the day, the only thing, and nobody, Reverend Jackson and Reverend Sharpton, and all these people who are race baiters, they're kind of the old school people now. They got the new, you know, they got the squad, you got all these other people who are continuing the grift. All the people who make their money off of race and keeping the racial divide going. They don't want to see healing. If they did, they would be preaching forgiveness, reconciliation. You don't hear that. You don't hear that from them at all. You don't hear them saying, hey, look, we need each other. We have something, not just by being diverse, not just by being another color. And I think that for the most part, people of color, people who are minorities, have definitely found their way, and I think forced, and been forced in some cases into positions that they were not qualified to be because it wasn't a meritocracy. It wasn't based on merit. When you start doing that, now you make everybody look bad because you put people in place that weren't really meant to be there. They weren't qualified yet. They were getting there. We're getting people into those positions naturally. Just let it happen. Forcing it into place is kind of like saying, well, now car manufacturers have to produce a certain number of electric vehicles, whether there's a market for it or not. Well, there's no market for it, so we have to subsidize it. So the taxpayer will have to pay for that. Make it cheaper, make it more affordable, make it more accommodating for those who want to buy one. 0% financing, all this other stuff. Give you a tax rebate. Because the market doesn't bear it out, so we're just going to force it down people's throats. It's not the way it works. They want to capture the means of production. Mamdani, the already presumed mayor of New York, future mayor of New York, has already said that. Well, you know, the Holy Grail is if we can seize production, control of all production, means of production. That's he's a communist. Unfortunately, he's a Muslim communist. He will do anything to ride the wave to get into power, and then he's going, you just watch what he does. Talk about a fascist. Talk about a dictator. And yet that's their whole thing here. Trump's a dictator. Trump is trying to restore and restore. It's different to restore something and then to replace or to replace it. He's trying to restore things. Well, he's trying to restore the patriarchy. And he's trying to restore the white supremacist country that we were. You know, we were the if you look at the statistics here, you want to get do a deep dive on statistics. Look at Sowell or who's the other? Oh, I ran for governor. What of California? Can't think of his name right now. It just rattles off statistics like they're he has them all in his head stuck in. It's amazing what he can do. Talks about the plight of the African Americans since the 60s. What has changed? In the early 50s through the 60s, black families had a much higher, actually I should say a lower divorce rate. The family unit was much more solid, even more solid in many cases than the white families were. And they were just everything, the crime rate wasn't as high. There was just all kinds of different things. And with all of the rhetoric that they've received over the bitterness that just dwells in this constant, you know, the white man's keeping you down mentality. It's always somebody else's fault. Can't take any responsibility for your own self. If you're having trouble in life, it's not your fault. It's the white man's fault. So take it out on him. He owes you something. That's probably the biggest issue that they face right now is this whole issue of, you know, independence and liberty. They don't understand. They don't want to understand. They want to have to be. They want to be on the receiving end of something that they really haven't earned, haven't deserved. They just think it's expected they should get it because, you know, white man bad, white man evil. It's not getting us anywhere. Forgiveness, reconciliation is the biggest thing that preachers in the black community could be preaching right now, but no. Many of them have been deluded and deceived by this black liberation theology. I would call it brackish waters, where it's mixed in with the truth. And it maintains a division. And I don't know any other way to put this. Look, I know this is a difficult subject. I know it's very touchy and very... And I'm not getting everything right. I know that. All I know is it's my lived experience. What I've seen over the past 60 years. And it's not going in a good direction. We are not headed towards reconciliation. We're not headed towards forgiveness, towards restoration of our relationships in this country. It just continues to be this thing that they continue to keep hammering on. I don't know how to explain it. Just they keep forging this thing and hammering on it and creating something out of nothing. It's getting very old. Now, let's go back and play this Dan Goldman thing again. Because there's some things I want to point out that he says here. I don't think I've said this yet because I think it was all lost on the other part. It's actually let me record now for almost 20 minutes without dropping everything. I've recorded the show now probably three times. More than half the show, three times. And I've gone a different direction every time. So you've missed out on all this stuff I thought I was recording and didn't. And it was good. Oh, it was a good show. It was a really good show. Let's play this. Let's play this again. I'm going to kind of analyze this one more time. Oh, you know what? That was my fault. I had that dead airspace there was courtesy of me not getting it done right there. We have Let's go back and listen. I know I've listened to part of this. Let's. I had the mute button on my recording. Let's go back here to this.
So, following his worst instincts aggressively now, and without any measure of guardrails, the guardrails generally come from Congress. Republicans control Congress. So right now, the question is, are Republican members of Congress going not only to roll over to Donald Trump's will, but to roll over our democracy and allow him to take over this country as a fascist dictator?
As a fascist dictator. So this is where he goes with this stuff. Are the Republicans going to allow him to take over as a fascist dictator? Okay, first of all, he's not getting away with anything. The Republicans aren't rolling over on everything. He's completely lost his mind here. The ending statement is he's a fascist dictator. Now, I played this earlier, and I'm not sure if I'm going to try to play this again, because this is the guy that needs to be. We need to listen to this guy. He's a. See if I can find it here again. This guy. This is Devorah here. Let's go on with this whole thing. This is right in the second. Okay, but you probably have to hear him a little bit, so I'm going to play this. Here again, we have this same rhetoric. Now, this guy's name, I think he's Mamal or whatever his name is. I think he's a comedian, professor, whatever he is. I don't know what all he does. I've never heard of him before. Let's play what he has to say here.
I learned in history class that this is how authoritarians operate. They take over the arts, they take over the culture, they take over the museums. And so
they take over the arts, they take over the culture, they take over the museums. Now, keep in mind, they also take over the educational system. Look at our universities. They've already done this. Fascists have already done this. They start telling us what we can and can't say. That's racist if you say that. That's just, you can't say that. Oh, you're microaggressions. You look at somebody. That's microaggression. Here we go again. The same old rhetoric. Now listen to what he has to say. This is Kamal Bell.
This to me is a further effort for Trump to put his stamp on America, and not just for 4 years, but forever.
So he's going to change things forever. Put his stamp on everything forever. And so this creeping by the progressives, this thing where they come in and they change things. Who was it that was changing the statues and, you know, tearing down statues, tearing down things, changing the names of all the facilities? This is what they do. They were doing that. But supposedly that was okay because it was the name of racism. He's claiming that Donald Trump is doing that. I know,
it's another effort for him to. He wants the museums are supposed to tell the story of America by Americans, and museums over the course of history get better at telling the story and involve more voices in those stories, which is why the Smithsonian opened the National African American History Museum to tell the Black story of America. Clearly, he does not like the fact that these stories are diverse and tell bigger stories, and like authoritarians do, he wants to tell it from his perspective.
Yeah. All right. First of all, I want to say that the anchor here who's asking him the question, the split screen, she does not look comfortable at all. She's heard this rhetoric before. She knows this rhetoric is not popular right now with the American people. I have friends who are African American, people I work with, who are sick and tired of this stuff. They are tired of this victim mentality, lowered expectations of just all the whole thing. They're tired of it, and they want to move on. They want society to move on. It's just not there. There's just no momentum now but that's where they're stuck in. They have to keep ramping up the rhetoric. They have to keep ramping up the energy level to keep it going. And that's where it becomes dangerous. It sort of becomes volatile. People continue to latch on to it. They continue to think that this is now it's at the point where it's okay to be violent. Because, well, after all, if we're facing a fascist dictator who could is going to destroy our democracy and he's going to ruin the country. We've got to, he's literally Hitler. They say that. He's literally Hitler, which means what would you do? What would you do with a Hitler? Well, you try to eliminate the guy. He's the evil of all evils in our modern day society. So it's just the rhetoric. They won't tone it down. They won't. And it's obviously it's becoming more and more of an issue. I'm continuing to have technical issues on my site. I've had to edit since the last time I told you about it. It's become very, very, how do I say, frustrating. So tomorrow's show, Friday morning, will probably be from the worldwide headquarters, or I'm going to reset my computer completely. Normally when I start everything over again, I shut everything down, turn it all back on. Usually everything's okay for a while. Or sometimes it's bad one time, then it'll straighten itself out. So I don't know what's going on. In the meantime, folks, thanks for listening. I know this has been kind of a more of a scattered, nonsensical approach to the show this morning, but it's one of those. I just got to get moving on. It's taken me almost 2 hours to do this show, so it's I don't think it's gonna be an hour long. So we have plus the stuff to upload it and all that stuff. Folks, God bless. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Thanks. And call the show, 812-379-8778. Let me know what you think about what I think. And we will talk tomorrow morning. See ya.